Okay, so you're thinking about using one of those credit builder loans to like get your credit score up. And I get it. They sound pretty good, especially if you're just starting out and you don't have much credit history. Maybe you're, kind of starting from scratch. It seems like a pretty easy way to build credit. But as always, we're going to do a deep dive here and there's more to the story. And today's episode might actually save you some money and a whole lot of frustration.
For sure.
So let's talk about how these loans actually work.
Okay, so with a credit builder loan, you're borrowing money, but you don't actually get the money up front. It's kind of a weird system.
Okay.
So let's say the loan is for like $500.
Okay.
The lender puts that $500 into a savings account, but you can't touch it.
What?
You can't touch it until you've paid back the entire loan.
Okay.
So you make these monthly payments on that $500 plus interest plus fees.
Oh, so there are fees on top of the interest.
Yeah, and the fees can be pretty steep, sometimes like 15%.
Whoa, 15%?
Yeah, so you're essentially paying to borrow your own money.
That's crazy.
It is.
And it makes me think of something we saw in the research for this episode. One of these credit builder loan companies was like bragging that they had returned $500 million to borrowers. But if you think about it, if they're charging those kinds of fees, 15%, that means they pocketed almost $100 million just in fees.
Yeah, that's the catch with these loans.
Yeah.
They're often marketed toward people who might not, fully understand how credit works or who are maybe in a tough financial spot already.
Yeah.
So they see this loan as like a quick fix,
Right.
a way to boost their credit score.
It makes sense on the surface.
Yeah, it does.
But then they end up paying all these fees and might not even see a lasting benefit. So, okay, let's talk about that. How does this actually impact your credit score? I mean, you're making payments on time, right?
You are.
So shouldn't that be good?
It should be, but here's the thing. Once you finish paying off the loan, that account usually gets closed,
Oh,
and that can actually hurt your score.
wait, really?
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
I would think closing an account, in good standing would be a good thing,
You'd think so.
but it's not.
But with credit scores, there are a lot of factors at play.
Okay.
And one of the big ones is the average age of your accounts.
Okay.
So when you close that credit builder loan account, it lowers your average account age,
Interesting.
which basically makes you look less experienced with credit.
Huh.
And another thing is your credit mix.
Okay, what's that?
It basically means having different types of like credit card loans, things like that.
Okay.
So when you close that credit builder loan account, you're reducing your credit mix.
Got it.
And that can also negatively impact your score.
So even though you're doing everything right, making those payments on time, building credit, closing the account can actually kind of undo all that hard work.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive, but that's how it works.
And you know what else is crazy? You could actually just put that money in a high-yield savings account. I mean, we saw some offering around a 5% return. So instead of paying 15% in fees, you could be earning 5% interest.
Makes you think.
Totally.
And that's why it's so important to be what we call 720 credit ready,
Yeah.
which means understanding the ins and outs of credit, making smart decisions, and avoiding these kinds of products that seem helpful,
Right.
but could actually end up hurting you in the long run.
So the takeaway here is credit builder loans are not all they're cracked up to be.
Yeah, they might sound like a quick fix,
Right.
but there are definitely better ways to build your credit.
So for our listeners out there who are trying to improve their credit, what's the best approach?
The best approach is to focus on the fundamentals.
Okay.
Things like building a positive payment history.
Okay.
So pay your bills on time every time.
Got it.
Keep your credit utilization low.
Okay.
That means don't max out your credit cards. And then over time, diversify your credit mix.
Okay.
So get different types of credit accounts.
So no credit builder loans.
Probably not the best idea.
Great advice. This
Thanks.
has been a really eye-opening deep dive,
It has.
and I think it's really important for everyone to understand the potential downsides of these seemingly easy solutions.
For sure.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with this question. If you're not going to use a credit builder loan, what are the smarter, more sustainable ways to start building credit? There are definitely alternatives out there, and I think it's worth doing a little research to find what works best for you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.